As the one, like you just said, you won't be looking at something and thinking that's me, because that's still two, isn't it? You know, me thinking about something. So progress, how it feels experientially, it's just progressively quieter and quieter. But then, where it does pop up, it'll be this idea of, and I know we spoke about it today earlier, but difference. And even in the end, that some really it comes down to the last thing of the unmanifest, which is changeless. It's completely, you experience it right now, just completely still and not doing anything, not trying or reaching or anything or any of that stuff, versus the apparent and ever changing manifest me, you know, all of this manifest. In that, wrapped up in all that is the idea of time and space and difference and that, isn't it? So you'll notice it in the spiritual process itself. Like, I used to think I was that which was changing, and then I thought I was that which isn't changing, and now I'm being asked to reconcile those two within my own consciousness into, not even into one, but to see they always have been one. That change and time and becoming isn't actually so anyway, you know.
I want to say that most of the time,
Yeah.
there isn't anything going on, or there's still experiences, there's still, you know, I'm still cooking the tea or going shopping or whatever,
Yeah.
but if there's nothing that needs dealing with, or it's just quiet.
In your consciousness, you mean?
Yeah, it's just.
Your body just takes the actions and does what it needs to do.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's no. Sometimes there'll be a thought, and I can recognize that that thought is fine, it's just a thought, or whatever. I'm not explaining it very well, but this morning it was like all of a sudden there was something
Yeah.
that, oh, and it was a very strange feeling.
So, and this root idea is that the two things are different. Before there was just quietness and nothing and nobody and nothing to think about and just me. And then there's this other state that keeps popping back up, in which like remnants of a separate being transcending, becoming, evolving in there. And then rather than trying to identify as either one of those now, it's just to be seen that the only thing that's holding it in place is this idea that they're different, that there is two states,
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
because things can pop up, and then I can just know that that's fine. Doesn't need to look at be looked at. You know, that's just going on. But this morning, for some reason, there was just a. It was really, really quiet. Even though it wasn't a huge deal to me, it was just something that needed to be asked about. And even in that, I knew that all of it was okay.
Yeah.
But there was a seeming something.
Because, like, if something seems to arise, like particular thought pattern or an emotion or a sensation or a pain or something, if it's perceived as different than how you were feeling right before it arose, then there'll be the ideas of wanted or not wanted, good or bad, you know, so then the whole becomingness arise seems to arise again, doesn't it? And got to transcend this and all that. If you can, if something pops up and it's not seen as different, it's just another expression, another shape that you can take.
Yeah.
Then there's nothing, you can't think about it then, can you?
No.
There's nothing to do with it or anything.
So, why would that difference be looked at and recognised as different to than another something that might pop up and I'm just, well, that's just nothing.
I wouldn't see it as a difference. I could say it's difference of appearance. I could say that if I experience joy, it feels different to fear.
Yeah.
But I know that it can't, it's not actually.
Yeah. Now, most of the time, that's what's been going on.
Mm.
So what I'm asking is, why would this one stick?
Because it's pointing you down to the root of it more.
Right, okay.
Which is the idea. We'll find ourselves again and again trying to bring them unmanifest and manifest into one.
Yeah, but that's different.
And we're so used to identifying as one or the other. Which am I? Even if, you know, am I separate or am I all? And so it's just kind of showing there's just this little... It's not about thoughts, it's about the seed of thought, the root of the mind, which is this ability to perceive difference and change. Like I was saying in satsang the other night.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just poking at, here's an area where you could grow a whole universe again if you don't look at it.
Yeah.
You know, just to, you've undone the thoughts, there's nothing to think about, this thing that I think I'm seeing, which seems different to how, what was here a moment ago, isn't actually so. But if you if you don't recognise what caused that to happen, which is the idea of difference, then it'll just keep on.
Yeah.
It'll grow back again.
Yeah, because as soon as, when I spoke to you earlier, as soon as you started talking, I was like, oh,
It's again, it's like, the differences at this level are, am I here or everywhere? Or am I everywhere and or nowhere? Am I the all or the one? You know, and it's that kind of thing, unmanifest, manifest. And we have this habit of trying to decide which one still, assuming that they're different.
Yeah.
Because as the one, those have to resolve to be seen that they were the same thing all the time.
Mm.
Before is the same as after, and cause is the same as effect. And, you know, it's all, it's where we've got habits as human beings to define units of time, this time that's going to come is different to what has just passed. This day is different to yesterday. It's just all really ingrained in our thinking process.
It's funny because, I know I've said this before, but it's like snowballs.
Mm.
It's like there's like a little bit of it and I can, that's nothing. Or that's all, whichever.
Mm.
And then there was the feeling the need to be able to get outside and get some fresh air.
Yeah.
And then there was a, when are things going to improve? And it just, and each one of them, up to a point, was just seen and recognised that that isn't the case.
Mm.
But then all of a sudden I'm at this point where, hang on.
If you go off any further, then you've got to try and come back.
Yeah.
There's a sense of trying to, having definitely. To try to come back then, and you don't like that feeling within yourself anymore.
Absolutely.
Mm. Basic rule of thumb, if it doesn't exist, if it can't happen without a waking state, it's not true, which includes all change, time, becoming.
Mm.
Or if when you directly experience what you are, it's still not, if it's not there in that, then it's not not true. It's like even the idea, if I used to think of myself as a separate being here with a location, now I like to think of myself as everywhere or nowhere, and that those two are different. You know, it's quite all pervasive, but it's quicker to clear up.
Because
it's not about any particular thing, is it? Although it appear that way.
But there was like, felt like 1,000 things within it, but it wasn't huge.
Then we're going to perceive this from the old way or the new way. In the end, that question's redundant because they're not any different.
Yeah, I would say I knew there was nothing to do. There wasn't. I wasn't looking for I don't know what I was looking for. I wasn't looking for an answer. There wasn't even a question.
No, but you can feel there's some division somewhere.
Oh, definitely. All of a sudden, yeah.
There's some division. Mm. There's some two-ness appeared. But it's easier to see it because it's more uncomfortable, even at a subtle level, even as the... There might even not be any conscious thoughts about where you've divided yourself again, but you'll feel it. Not in conscious thoughts yet, but you'll feel it. You'll go like, this is... And it's a common... I know we talked about it this morning, but the common ones, illness and health, abundance and lack, you know, time and space and allness, you know, all those sort of big dualities, which aren't really big, they're the only ones, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It'd be sort of where we're seeing opposites still, you know, like, and it can quickly spiral, but you can't let it go for too long because it just becomes, it pops up and like, look at me.
I think there's, kind of want to say I've been sitting with it for a few days, that actually isn't what happened. I was able to know that there was nothing until it got that bit intenser.
Yeah, because if a couple of things seem to pop up and you go nothing, then you've kind of gone, you've indulged that thought that there is something can pop up, that there is a second state for a while. So it's only when it's been happening for a while that you go, oh yeah, this is getting a bit uncomfortable now. But the difference being, it's not about what pops up, it's about the idea that there are two states and I can choose which one to live in. That's always the...
But you can't, well, as soon as we start talking, I know what it is, but there's like a, I don't know what it is that I'm feeling uncomfortable about. I can give you, I can say, well, I'm thinking this about this and feeling this about this, but I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah.
It's not about seeing a member of the family as a member of the family different to me. There is some of that in it, but it's an underlying difference.
It's the basic concept of difference and change, isn't it? The two states.
Yeah.
That's what it always has been.
Yeah.
And if you are progressively empty-headed and living as a supreme, then the very moment some sense of division creeps in, it'll be fairly obvious. And it's really just the idea that I can divide that which is one into two. And it's obviously not true, but there'll be just all these little subtle places where it'll show itself, you know. Every now and again you might catch the idea that, well, this is all so much more clearer than it was before, or something like that. And if it's just a thought, it's just a thought, but if something's kind of agreeing with it, then you'll have divided yourself.
It's so funny because...
into before and after.
Yeah, there's so many things that the accumulation of them makes it seemingly a thing. There's so many little things that... I can't describe what I'm trying to say. It's just like... That's fine, but when they're together, it's, ooh, you know.
You can see I've let this idea of, you know, there's other state to come back from again. I've let it go for a while and I've let it pop up a few times. And you sort of see it sooner and you destroy, in this eradicating all difference out of your consciousness, all duality, whatever you want to call it, change. You can see that you're destroying the seed of thought, because there's nothing other than you to think about. Other or difference is always going to be two, into at least two things. So this is the end of the work, because it's just destroying. After you've done this, you can't grow another mind. You just can't do it, because you can't see anything different to think about. Or, you know, in the direct experience of what you are, you're not thinking about yourself, are you? You're just here.
No.
There's nothing other that there's just you and nothing to think about. So.
It's funny, you know, because I used to be really, when I used to listen to you talk about that, I used to think, well, how do you function? But.
With the idea that it'll be different than how I'm functioning now.
But nothing changes in that respect.
Your thoughts have never caused you to take action. Yeah. or cause you to refrain from action
or speaking. Sometimes there's, you know, what describes like the practical thoughts going on and I'll do this and then this. But there's very little, maybe none on the whole, thoughts about other stuff.
The basic idea to get is that just what seems to be changing is not really changing.
Yeah.
Change of appearance, change of a reflection isn't actual change.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, change of a cloud or change of, as a mirage appears in the road and it changes shape, nothing's actually changed, does it, because it wasn't really there. That's the idea that keeps getting us stuck for a while.
Yeah.
But you could kind of see, once you grasp this, there'll be no disturbance possible at all.
Yeah, because there was, like I said earlier, there was a, I know this isn't true, and I know the feeling that it's bringing up isn't real or true.
Mm.
At the same time, yeah, it's, but it, like you said, it's very quick.
Mm.
And I can't remember the last time that I needed anything.
It'll happen every now and again, but there won't be any sense of why is this happening again, or, you know, the time, the process of it. It'll just be, I haven't quite got the root yet, just a bit more to dig out, you know. Like with any big weed, you've got to make sure you get all the root or else it'll just grow straight back.
Mm-hmm.
This ability to see two where there's really only ever been one is the cause of it all, which is necessary for animalistic survival, friend or foe,
yeah.
Run away or fight, you know, try to mate with or try to kill it. There are obviously quite important differences to the physical body, but you don't need them anymore now, so hopefully.
Thank you.